There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome in. Starting out the second hour of the weekend edition. Corey, we're chatting right now with Dan Kurz. Corey, I think we're going to talk a little bit about money supply, the changing money supply, weren't we?
Well, off mic, we were chatting about the growth in central banks' balance sheets. It's grown exponentially over the last number of years here, and Dan sent us an email that said, did you know that central bank balance sheets went from $6 trillion in 2008 to $22 trillion in 2014? Dan, that is a huge growth. What does this mean to you?
Well, actually, I checked the numbers, and you're right in the numbers, but it's from 06 to 14. We've got a compounded annual growth rate of 18%. Global real GDP over that same 8-9 years is only chugging along at about 1.6%. So we've got a tenfold growth rate in monetary base as we do real GDP growth. Obviously, the money multiplier has come down. We have debt issues. The velocity has also come down. The economy globally is suffocating on taxation, regulatory nonsense, as well as debt mountains and misallocations. But to me, Corey and Al, this is doubling down on the whole recipe of QE finance, Keynesianism, misallocations. And the price that's paid for this is always the same. We get scarcity in assets that are not invested in thanks to the misallocations of this financial repression. And at the same time, sure as night follows day, eventually this bleeds into the money supply. In fact, otherwise they wouldn't do it. And the central banks state this as their purpose, that they are adding to the size of their monetary base in the expectation that eventually it will cross the Rubicon and get into the money supply. And then we are off to the bane of too many dollars and francs and what have you, chasing too few services and goods, and that ultimately is the definition of monetary inflation.
So where do we go from here?
I think what we've seen in Greece with Draghi today, I think what we're seeing all over the world as we have record amounts of debt, we have huge fiscal deficits, we're the people in power and control of the system. If I can call them banksters, that might be too severe, but frankly, I don't know how to say it other than that nowadays. We are going deeper and deeper into the abyss. And as we know, if you sustain unsound economic and financial and regulatory and tax policy and water down the rule of law and property rights, which is happening all over, we discussed that a bit, then eventually you end up impoverishing the nation. You move away from a constructive wealth of nations trajectory. And as a result, the power gets more concentrated. In essence, Al, we become Greece.
Well, Dan, I'm glad that you brought up that Greece is going down this road, because a lot of the time when we talk about central banks printing money, we focus on the Fed. But the fact of the matter is we have the IMF, the ECB, the People's Bank of China. All of these banks are continuing to print money and enact policies to try to save markets. But this won't necessarily last forever. I don't think that it will last forever. Who do you think is going down the road the fastest and in the most trouble right off the bat?
Well, you would probably point to Japan and Europe, and that probably wouldn't be far off the mark. That said, the United States has the biggest overhang of currencies. There's about of dollars circulating around the world. So it's kind of a race to the bottom, right? You got Japan with aging issues, demand issues. You've got Europe with a currency that's an artificial construct because you don't have one country. You've got the United States that has been misusing its reserve currency status for the longest and as a result has the biggest exposure of dollars overseas that wouldn't be needed if, for example, people didn't pay for oil only in dollar terms. So, you know, pick your poison. Which one of these is going to win the race to the bottom? I don't know. But I think the takeaway is that given the derivatives chain, given this work that's done across central bank lines, we have really an interconnected world with interconnected valuations and risks. So I think it's really secondary, which, if you will, this overused black swan term, which, you know, what's going to pop the balloon or the bubble first. But I think it's going to set off a reset and a revaluation of asset values that will go across the world in a very short period of time.
I cannot stress enough how sad I am about this whole thing. But the fact of the matter is, you were talking, but my question to you is, where do we go from here? And your response was, well, we just become another Greece. Well, unfortunately, I completely agree with you. I mean, you can only live on borrowed money for so long. And the United States is very definitely living on borrowed money.
That's true, Al, and so is everybody else. You know, there is a solution, and it's called bringing back sanity in regulatory policy and tax policy. It's called having a sound currency, and we know over history what sound currencies consist of. They're backed by silver and gold, because, interestingly, silver and gold has gotten out of the ground. It's harder and harder to get, but at a rate of 1% to 2% per annum. Which happens to approximately be the equivalent of global real GDP growth, right? You got population growth of 1% or down to 0.6% and productivity in good times of about 0.5% to 1%. So if we can get back to the very notion of economic common sense and financial stability and sound money and sound policies, why then that's how you dig out of a hole. You don't kick the can further down the road, add more debt on top of debt which can't be repaid, and then double down on the very policies that are killing the free market in the first place.
If we do go down this road where confidence is lost in the banks and systems need to reset or at least be changed or there is a big correction, how do people protect themselves, their investments, their family?
Well, I think being in short duration assets is key. Move away from long durations. I mean, when treasuries 10 years or up government bonds the 10 years, despite the recent uptick in rates, still have very long durations, meaning if there's a reset and all the manipulation of asset prices, stocks and bonds means that we have much lower PEs and much higher bond yields, lower bond prices, then move away from long duration assets, move away from growth stocks, because those earnings accrue way, way out there, and they are extremely sensitive valuation-wise to changes in discount rates. The same thing happens for bonds, 10 years or plus. So the idea would be to shorten durations, get into value stocks, get into money or short-term bonds, and also, as we all know, purchase some physical gold and silver. I think those are three areas that you want to be. And another one that is a perennial favorite of mine is to focus on the very assets that get more expensive in fiat currency terms whenever countries don't practice sound economic and political agendas. We know what happens in the Russias and the Venezuelas and the Koreas in those local currency terms. Food and energy are very expensive. So investing in those, say, via liquid blue chips that are value stocks is also another way to, I think, get on board the real asset train, because we all know that you can't print real assets and they are the best guard or insurance policy against the currency if the price is right. And I would argue that there are substantial opportunities in that arena right now.
Food and energy, I think, are a great addition to the other assets that you say will help protect you, because you're right. We always do need food. We always will need energy. And the fact of the matter is those things, the demand just keeps on growing. Dan, always enjoy having you on. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
You know, Corey, I got to tell you, Dan Kurz is one of the most interesting guys I think we have on the show. His views on what's going on, both from a societal standpoint and also from a political standpoint, are absolutely fascinating in my mind. You know, and I like his ideas that you really have to provide yourself with insurance in terms of precious metals. Dan is a pretty serious fund manager, or investment advisor, I guess I should say. And for someone of his stature to come out and feel as strongly as he does about precious metals gives me an awful lot of confidence. Okay, speaking of precious metals, we're chatting right now with Bill Howell. Bill is the co-founder, president of Rye Patch Gold. Interest of full disclosure, I have to say I am a shareholder in Rye Patch. A bit of a higher price, Bill, I have to say. But I know that that's probably going to change. Forward-looking statement. Don't consider that to be investment advice. Bill, you came out with a press release just a couple of days ago where you were talking about a $1.49 million infusion of capital that transpired because of your agreement with Coeur d'Alene Mining. You want to talk about that?
Sure, Al. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we just received our second quarter royalty, second quarter of 2015. Royalty, it was $1.2 million U.S. or roughly about $1.49 million Canadian. So far this year, between Q1 and Q2, we've received a little over, about $3.3 million Canadian in our royalty payments. And of course, we're putting those funds to good use, and that we're trying to take those low risk dollars that we have and turn them into more low risk dollars. At our Lincoln Hill project, which looks pretty good right now, still looks good at these gold and silver prices, and we're continuing to work on it and drive it forward.
Bill, this inflow of cash is just—it's great for a junior company like Rye Patch. There's no other company out there that even raises this kind of money this year, let alone does it without any sort of equity dilution. So. Clearly a huge selling point for the investors, and the investors that are long-term holders obviously love this cash that comes in every quarter. But now let's focus on the Lincoln Hill project, because that is where the real upside in the company will come. Can you give us a brief overview of what Lincoln Hill currently has that is publicly available, please?
Yeah, sure. Well, we put out a new preliminary economic assessment last July, and in that PEA, if you will, we put forth a plan for developing Lincoln Hill in that it would be a run-of-mine heap leach type operation. In using that information from our resource, which was or is 600,000 ounces of M&I and 400,000 ounces of inferred, we were able to come back with the internal rate of return, very unique because of the situation with the deposit, but internal rate of return in the mid-70s and net present value in the $60 million range. Again, as I said, that was a run-of-mine heap leach type operation. We're currently drilling some additional metallurgical drill holes. We want to start to take a look at maybe adding a pressure to the circuit where we would drill, blast, crush, and haul rather than just drill, blast, and haul. We know that our neighbors at the Rochester mine have the same sorts of geology and mineralization, and there they get 92% recovery for gold. In our PEA, we use 64%. So if we're successful in demonstrating that for a small incremental amount of capital, we can increase the recoveries for gold and silver as much as 40%, you can see how that's going to have a huge impact to the net present value of the project. So it's really an exciting project. It's got a low capital entry, and that the mine will cost, as a run of mine, around $30 million. Maybe with the crushing unit, maybe it will cost $35 to $40 million, but it's certainly something that's doable for the company. Especially with this royalty, we'll have all the money we need to get through our feasibility study, plus we'll have a component of the cash to actually build the mine. So, for shareholders, it's a good thing because, as you mentioned earlier, if you continue to fund ourselves through this non-dilutive cash flow and, advance the projects in this kind of crummy market.
Having said that, Doc, you're a pretty active investor in the junior resource market, as are Corey and I. You have any questions at all for Bill here?
Could he explain to the listeners a little bit more about the nuts and bolts of that royalty and what he could see as a potential risk to that royalty going forward?
Well, really, the nuts and bolts of the royalty are, it's tied fully leveraged to gold and silver price. So the royalty is paid quarterly. It's a 3.4% net smelter return royalty on the production at the Rochester mine. It's capped at 39.4 million ounces of silver equivalent. And so, there's a end point to the royalty. At current production rates, that's around 12 to 14 quarters out, from today. So, you know, it's still got a bit of life to it. As far as, the risks of the royalty, really, the main risk would be if silver prices really, plummet, say, below $12, $10. Obviously, that would have an effect on the operating, cash flow of the mine. The mine, potentially could shut down. However, you know, the leach pads would have to be rinsed and keep going. So if the mine were to shut down, it would still be, material coming out and being processed until that pad was rinsed clean. So, you know, we would continue to receive a check, although it would be a declining amount. So, you know, we hope gold doesn't go, or gold and silver don't go below $10 per ounce, but, you know, we're confident that it's going to stay at current levels at least in the near term.
Yeah, I mean, the general consensus of the folks involved with this show is you're probably not going to see silver down around 10 cents. I mean, we're quite a bit higher than that right now. And, you know, a plummet like that, I think, is something that none of us see. Bill, you guys continue to buy back your stock out of the open market. Man, that says something for you.
Yeah, so far we've purchased roughly a million shares out of the market. So we buy them out of the market and then we cancel them. So those shares are gone. In a sense, it's like it's almost like a royalty for shareholders in that each remaining share then has that much more value associated with it. So you know, you get that bump in value. You know, we're mandating right now that we'll take 10% of each quarterly royalty payment and use that to buy back shares. So you know, as I said, we received a check for 1.49 million. We'll take 10% of that, and we'll buy that amount of shares back in this Q3 quarter.
Bill, always fascinating having you on the show, hearing what Rye Patch is up to. For all listeners interested, go check out Rye Patch on the Venture Exchange under the symbol RPM. You can also click on the banner ad on our website, kereport.com. We're going to keep up to date with Rye Patch's movements because this company interests us on a couple of different factors.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I know noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome back. Corey and I are chatting right now with Avi Gilbert. Avi is a very well-known technician. He's a regular guest on our program. Certainly, Avi, you chatting off mic are somewhat market neutral right now, defining the market as being the domestic conventional stock market here in the United States. We have a lot of folks, a lot of contributors to our site who feel quite differently. They feel that the market is just about ready to really implode, for lack of better terms. Don't put me in that camp, because I don't think that's necessarily going to happen. What does Avi Gilbert have to say?
When the IWM, when our target, our first target, lower level target on the IWM was struck at 129, I suggested to all the people that followed me into 2015 to take off at least two-thirds of your positions right now, and let's see what the market does from that point. From there, the IWM broke the support that I did not want to see break to maintain my very bullish bias as we came into 2015. And when that happened, I got stopped out of the rest of my larger index positions, and I went to a market neutral position. I think the last time I was talking with you guys, I was looking to the market to potentially test and ideally hold the 2045 region in the SPX. Well, that's exactly what we held. We were looking for the rally, and my ideal target region for this week was 2100 to 2113. Clearly, we have blown through that by, I think we just closed 13 points over my target for this week. So, you know, is that necessarily making me bullish? No. When we broke my support in the IWM, I went to market neutral. This rally cannot make me market bullish. I'm looking for very specific things to make me market bullish, one being a five-wave structure off that 2043 low we struck. Right now, we only have three waves off that structure. If we're able to get a five-wave structure that takes us higher into next week towards the 2150 region without breaking 2100, then I may become much more market bullish, and then I'm expecting 2500 again. That would resurrect the 2500 call. That, I think, is the lesser likely of the scenarios I'm seeing at this point in time. I'm keeping my mind open to it. I'm looking for the next 200 to 300-point move. On the downside, should we break 2100 and then take out 2080, then a lot will depend on where we find support. If we take out last week's low at 2043, we're looking for a 19 handle by the end of the month, and then a bounce into probably all of August, which is going to set up a drop down to the 1800 region. So, you know, a lot is depending on how the market reacts next week. So for now, I'm maintaining a market neutral standpoint, and I'm waiting for the market to set up for the next 200-point move.
So, Avi, essentially you are in a wait-and-see mode right now with the conventional markets, something that I completely understand, simply because if you look at the markets throughout this year, it's been no more than a choppy sideways movement, and any break up to turn you bullish, well, then I guess that means new highs, and any break down sounds like you could be in some of the other commentators' camps that say we could be in for a correction, not necessarily the start of a bear market, but just a correction that in some senses could be very healthy for the conventional markets.
Completely agree with that. The only issue is if the market is able to maintain the 2060 to 2080 region without breaking that, we could easily see another rally into the end of August to the 2150 to 2175 region. But that's just delaying the inevitable drop to the 1800 region. Again, a lot's going to depend on a breakdown of 2100 next week or not.
Okay, let's move it over to the precious metals. Specifically, let's look at GLD. I know that you like to keep an eye on GLD. One of the more recent times when we chatted with you, you said you were looking at a 95 to 105 target. Is that still in your buy zone? Is that still in your forecast?
Well, I am watching how we develop right now, and we are definitely finally broken down and getting closer. What I'm going to say is, yes, the GLD I really like. The pattern has gotten very, very sloppy, and my minimum target for several years has now been the 105 region. My ideal target has been somewhere around 98, with the expectation that we could see one of those massive overreactions down to 75. No matter what, I'm looking at this region as, you know what, if you're not ready to buy when we get down into that region, then you don't belong in this market. And you know what, if you take a little bit of pain, if you let's say you're buying at 98, a whole boatload, and you're not willing to take a little pain down to 75 and even buy more, then again, you don't belong in this market. I'm not saying we're getting to 75, but I think we should be getting to at least 105, potentially down to 98. What's more important to me, what I think is showing a better pattern overall, is actually the GDX of all things. The GDX is providing us with probably the cleanest pattern right now. And in the GDX, it's telling me that we're probably going to be having more, the big move down is just about done, meaning we're going to have more up, down, up, down, up, down towards lower lows. And that up, down, up, down can probably take us another couple of months until we hit those final lows.
So what you're saying bluntly is you're saying that the gold market is not a bad place to be right now. You just have to be brave, for lack of better terms. Is that right?
Well, a little lower, and I think you should start buying and understanding that potentially lower lows are going to be coming. But I think when I look at the pattern from a much longer-term perspective, you know, if you're looking to be in this market for the next decade or more, you know, I think what you're looking for is the breakdown below 105 in the longer term will only be a very small blip in the market. I don't think it will last long. I think you're talking about the next 2, maybe 3 months until this thing finishes this 4-year correction. I think that's a small blip when you're looking at the next 10 years.
Avi, specifically, why are your technicals telling you that long-term gold is a good place to be, the paper market anyway?
Don't assume that I'm suggesting the GLD for a long-term play. The GLD is toxic system for a long-term play. I use it to track for trading purposes. I'll use it for trading purposes. I would never, ever in a million years suggest anybody touch the GLD for anything long-term. It is toxic. If you want to play on the long-term side, you have to look at physical metals or miners.
So, Avi, that being said, it sounds like you're saying that when the GLD, the gold market in general, bounces and comes back from its lows, it's going to come back very quickly.
I believe the potential exists because the manner of the pattern that's playing out in the metals, it seems more of what we call an ending diagonal. And when ending diagonals complete, the standard reaction is a very strong snapback in the opposite direction to the point from which it began, which probably going to take gold back to about $1,400 very quickly.
All right, Avi, I have to say, those are some interesting comments on the precious metals and on the conventional markets. Is there anywhere out there that you are, let's say, very bullish on, any sectors?
Well, I'll tell you, there were a few final charts that we were looking at were very bullish. One of them was Google. We were looking for probably the last 2-3 months to run, and the fact that it did it, you know, it hit our target within 2 days. I mean, it's not leaving a lot out there for us. There are still some, you know, sectors that are starting to look bullish, but I'm the energy sector, we're getting close to bottoming. Other than that, you know, there really isn't a lot out there that I'm saying, you know, you must put money to right now.
So you're saying the markets right now are basically an environment where perhaps people should stay on the sidelines. Corey and I have felt that way for quite some time right now.
Yes, we had phenomenal trading all of 2015 because we fought most of the tops and bottoms. But so I'm telling people, look, we've had a great year. Put it aside. Let's stand aside. Let's wait for the next big 200 points.
All right, Avi, great chatting with you. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Peter Brandt talking about the conventional markets, precious metals, and energy.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting with a gentleman who we have a lot of respect for in terms of his acumen in the area of economics and finance, et cetera, et cetera. Peter Brandt. Peter, take just a couple of minutes. Tell our new listeners a little bit about yourself, if you would, and then let's talk about your weekly missive that came out yesterday.
Yeah, I've been a proprietary trader since 1981. I have a proprietary trading firm that I established at the Chicago Board of Trade. So I am in my fifth decade of being a market speculator. In another 4 years, it will be in the sixth decade of trader. At that point, probably I'll retire, but more than likely I'll die at my quote machine. But I'm a technician. I'm not a financial expert. I'm a chartist. I follow the principles of classical charting were laid down by Richard W. Schaubacher in the early 1930s. It's how I've traded. It's how I've traded since I have been a proprietary trader, and it is the way that I trade today. I look at week primarily. I attempt to trade consistent with what I see on weekly price charts. I'm not a day trader. I'm a position trader. I tend to hold for several months or more. I tend to have opinions which last more than 5 minutes. So don't believe in day trading. I believe in taking positions. I trade futures and Forex markets.
Now, Peter, I found you simply by visiting your website and reading over a number of your articles. I like what you had to say simply because I never found that you were too bullish on any one thing. You had no problem about writing positive on one asset class and then a couple months or weeks down the road saying, you know what, guys, it's time to get out. I really respect that, and that's why I like bringing you back on the show. That being said, we're going to talk in this segment a lot about energy and the precious metals. Let's start off with energy here, Peter, specifically oil. Oil is definitely showing some weakness in my eyes, trading as we're recording this at just over $50 a barrel for crude. What's your outlook right now on oil in particular, and then get into some more of the energy areas?
Sell rallies. I want to sell rallies in oil now. I want to sell rallies in oil for the foreseeable future. You know, we are seeing a decline. I think the decline may be close to an end. We could see a $4 or $5 bounce from here, but that's about it. The bottom came in crude oil in January at right around the $42 level. I would not be surprised if for the foreseeable future, we see most of the contracts out into the middle of 2016 trade or expire under $50. So I think that there's going to be downward pressure on oil. What we basically have is an unwinding of a lot of leverage that was taken on in the energy markets, particularly in portions of Canada, as well as the northern states in the United States, North Dakota, Wyoming, so on. A lot of leverage, and that leverage is being bled out of the market. We are not seeing production levels. If anything, production levels are holding steady in some areas of the world, increasing. So I cannot be positive on energy. Rather, I am negative on energy prices and see downward pressure on any rally needs to be sold, any rally into the high 50s on contracts of crude through 2016 shorted. On the other hand, I can be, based on the charts, a little bit constructive on natural gas. Chances are that we could see natural gas prices move up into the 3.5 or higher area, but we've never really seen a lot of day-to-day correlation between crude oil and natural gas, so I don't find that to be an inconsistent position. So energy prices, I remain negative. I have been negative since last August. I remain negative today. I want a short rallies.
Peter, one of the reasons I have to agree with you on this one is because of the recent agreement entered into by, I guess I would have to just say, the United States and Iran, along with some of the other international communities. You know, this is going to allow Iran to become much more active in the area of oil production. And, you know, people have to realize Iran has the second largest, behind Saudi Arabia, they have the second largest depository of oil in the world. So I think they're going to have a huge impact on the market. And I think that their increased supply is in fact, going to drop the price from where it is today. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I do. And again, we've seen a decline in oil in the last few weeks. And so I hate selling markets in the hole. But nevertheless, I am not hopeful for a return to bull times in the crude oil market anytime soon. Once we get up 2016 into 2017, things could change. But at least for the next 18 months, I want to be a seller of rallies in crude oil.
All right, Peter, let's switch it over to the precious metals. We saw gold get hit yesterday, Friday, and a lot of that, I think, came on some of the news out of China stating that they had increased their gold reserves, but not to the extent that a lot of pundits out there thought they had. What's your outlook for the precious metals?
I'm short, and I shorted gold as a trader this week. But I have kind of a split personality on gold and silver, which may or may not make sense to some of your listeners. Primarily a futures trader is what our business is. As a business, we trade in and out of futures contracts. So while we are short silver gold futures, personally, I want to accumulate bullion. I do not look at those two things as inconsistent. I look at trading from a three-month window. I look at buying bullion from a multi-year, perhaps even multi-decade perspective as an insurance policy. All kinds of things that might happen with fiat currencies. And so I want to be trying to buy spot gold, spot silver, bullion as close to spot can on a scale down basis. My targets on silver, and we may come up short, somewhere around 1250. My target on gold is 1040. I am hoping we can crack 1000 in gold, because at that point I think we will purge the last of the stubborn holders of, and we can then be talking about the chances of a significant low. I see no reason to be excited as a buyer on the future side. Chart patterns this week are quite negative on silver and gold.
Peter, I have to agree with you 100% in terms of the fact that there are two different rationales for buying gold. One of them is short-term trading, and that obviously entails exclusively the paper market. The other one is long-term security, and that obviously exclusively deals with the asset itself, the hard asset itself. I agree with you 100%.
I'm not a short-term trader in gold simply because I don't have a large area of expertise in that. We have a lot of guests on the program who do. I just don't happen to be one of them. For lack of better terms, though, your long-term rationale for purchasing gold fits exactly with my and my family's philosophy.
Yeah, no, I think it makes sense to me. But in the meanwhile, as a my leveraged positions are basically short. My cash ownership positions are basically long. And so I want to own gold, to own silver, IRA account. I want to be short futures in a futures account. But having said being short futures in a futures account, I think people who have followed me realize that I turned bearish in a big time on silver late in April of 2011. We have had a bear market since. I was lucky enough to pick within a half a dollar the high in the silver market only because what I saw was reminiscent of just simply a bull. And so we're in an extent simply because we are a long way down in this bear market. So wherever this current thrust of the downside in silver ends, I think we can then start talking about the possibility of a low point in silver prices.
Peter, what this all speaks to me is simply this deflationary trend that we are in right now, having energy move down, having the precious metals move down. It's something that Rick Ackerman has been preaching for some time, and I have to say that I agree with him. With the weakness in some of the markets, the conventional markets around the world, and the commodities in general, the slowdown or perceived slowdown in China, I think that we might be in for a tougher deflationary period, which will continue to hit the commodities. But Peter, always appreciate you joining me. I hope everybody out there enjoyed this weekend's show. Again, if you guys have any comments or want to join in on the conversation, come to www.kereport.com.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.